Welcome back to Islam, the truth about the religion of peace. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and joining us as always is Dr. Sergio Trifkovich. Hello, Dr. Trifkovich.
Hello.
Today we are going to be speaking about the Jews and the so-called golden age that never was. Start with a quote from the late King Ibn Saud to a British guest in 1937. Verily, the word of God teaches us, and we implicitly believe it, that for a Muslim to kill a Jew, or for him to be killed by a Jew, ensures him immediate entry into heaven and into the august presence of God Almighty. Further, but even the stone behind which a Jew hides will say, O Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me, so kill him. Now that is not from His Majesty, but from
Greater Majesty.
From a Greater Majesty, yes. And I have more quotes that I'd like to read, but I suppose that's plenty for us to start with, Dr. Trifkovich, both informally in the 1930s and formally in the religion. Jews can't even find protection behind walls in Islam.
In the early days of his prophetic career, Muhammad actually hoped to gain the support of the Jews living in Arabia. And he initially regarded himself as the seal of the prophets in the continuity of prophethood of the Old Testament and the New, because he regarded Jesus as an eminently Muslim prophet, Isa. But this changed after the Jewish tribes in Medina refused to accept his claims and refused to adjust their mores and their faith accordingly. So what happened was a sudden change of heart on Muhammad's part, and he accused them of treachery, and he, in fact, carried out a thorough extermination of the Jewish tribes of Arabia in his statelet of Medina. But I think that the emotional zeal with which this thorough ethnic cleansing was carried out, and which was later reflected in the Quran and in the Hadith, and of course in the many centuries of Muslim practice, reflects a hurt Muhammad, who was cherishing considerable hopes of influencing and perhaps being accepted by the mainstream Jewish opinion, and feeling slighted by them. Nevertheless, over the centuries, the attitude of Muslims to Jews underwent periods of considerable tolerance, most notably when Sultan Suleiman invited the Jews of the Iberian Peninsula to settle in the Ottoman Empire after they were ordered to leave by Ferdinand and Isabella and their successors. This was a somewhat pragmatic decision because by that time the Ottoman Empire was running out of qualified Christian subjects who were capable of taking over the burden of administration, tax collection, and various technical administrative tasks.
And they were running out because of depopulation or immigration or?
And also because of the demographic decline of Christian populations. So that specifically the Greeks, on whom the Ottomans relied to a considerable extent in the early period of their expansion, were increasingly squeezed, and their families were still influential, particularly in the Danubian provinces of Wallachia and Moldavia. But it was really the Jews who revived the trade and the banking of the Levant, and particularly strong center of their population was in Thessaloniki, in Salonika. But also they spread to various other parts of the Ottoman Empire, such as Sarajevo, for instance, where a vibrant Jewish community, Ladino Jewish community, remained present until...